Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions. Explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everybody. It's a nice and warm evening here. So wherever you are and whatever time zone that is and whatever future place that is, welcome.
Welcome. And we have a really interesting show today. It is how intentional awareness creates transcendent transformations.
Ooh, you said that good.
I slowed down and enunciated. How to respond rather than react when life is happening to you. How to set things in motion when you want to manifest a specific outcome.
Ooh, lots of good things there. Lots of things to address. And so we'll hope you'll find the next 55 minutes full of information and heart-centered awareness working in your favor about what you'd like to do in your life.
Yes, yes. And if you are near a phone, you can give us a call at 888-627-6008 and we'll answer your questions on the air.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. And so we've got some exciting things coming up as well. And I thought I'd shake it up by just starting with you, Janet. You want to tell people about your meetup?
Oh, right. If you're in the Portland, Oregon area, I have a local meetup that started last night. And we had a great time. So you can participate. It's Conscious Conversations with Janet, because Joan's up in Tacoma, which is 150 miles north from here. But it gives you a chance to just kind of get the same energy going that we do here on the radio show. And in a localized, you can be here now kind of experience. So I want to welcome anyone who'd like to do that. You can just check with meetup.com and find Conscious Conversations with Janet.
It's a really exciting development. I've been doing meetups, Conscious Conversation meetups in Tacoma. And, you know, you and I are so unique and different, even though we have the same focus and awareness about
right.
consciousness, but
right.
man, you know, you had people falling over and it was really, you know, I've had people show up and say, I did what you did last week, that parallel universe thing. And my pain level has gone from a 9.5 down to 3. And it's like, awesome.
Oh, isn't that exciting? That's just wonderful.
That was not my intention for the thing. But anyway, we'll talk more about intentions. I have a couple of other things coming up. I normally do sessions by Skype and over the phone, but I'm actually doing some live sessions, in-person sessions. I guess they're all live since I haven't crossed over yet. They're in-person sessions this coming Sunday afternoon, and I have about 2 slots left, I think, just 2 spaces left. So email me at joan@joannewcomb.com, and I will give you one of the last remaining ones.
Sounds like fun. Always a good time to meet with Joan and how she does her readings. They're just wonderful. So, and let's see, what else have we got to talk? Oh, yeah, you have some other things going on this week.
Well, actually, have next Thursday, you and I have a conscious conference call.
That's right, August 20th at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And you can join us for the hour. And those are wonderful experiences. We really go deep and play in the field. And we use the word play with all those things that we do because play is, it's when you practice is about work. When you play, it's in hopefully in that childlike area that all of us had that experience that we could just create, and there was no tension about it. And so that's why we tend to use the word play in consciousness work or consciousness technology. So you can join us in our play next Thursday, the 20th. That'd be great. And how do they get a hold of us for that, Joan? What's that?
Yes, that's next Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. And you can email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. We had to leave the word conversations out because it was too long for Gmail. But then we'll add you to the list, and we'll give you the super secret conference call number, and you can join our small group and have the really powerful transformative experience on the phone. So that's great for people who don't live anywhere near Portland and Tacoma. You can reach us from other places.
And then they can get you a hold of you through your two webinars you're doing, right?
Actually, I have a thing coming up where I am going to be doing three different times. Accessing Unseen Help for Your Life, Health, and Business. I'm going to be doing it in person in Tacoma on Monday, August 31st. I'm also, actually just before that, going to be doing it as an online webinar, so you won't miss out. You can experience it live online on Friday, August 28th. And then I'm actually also going to be doing it at the Crystal Voyage Bookshop in Tacoma on September 14th.
Okay, lots of opportunities to get a hold of us.
Right, and you can sign up for them at my website, which is joan-newcomb.com. And tell them about your website, Janet.
That's janetandbeyond.com. And if you check it out, it'll tell you how I work with clients. And also, there's some good things on there, I think. And you can subscribe to my blog, my weekly Life and the Beyond writings that I do. Joan also does that. And let's see. Good ways to get a hold of us. Mine would be at janetandbeyond.com, and you can get a free 10 top tips for enjoying life. And there's really like 28 of them because, you know, there's always more than one way to enjoy life. So as a cheat sheet for you. And what else we got going on?
I think the only other thing is to just tell folks that you can join us on Facebook. Go find us on Facebook groups as Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. And those are both great ways to connect with us as well.
Okay. So what else are we going to talk about today?
Well, we could for the next minute or 55 seconds, we could go ahead and tell them a little bit about what we're going to be dropping into Heart Space. And explain dropping into Heart Space in case somebody's brand new here.
Well, for all our new listeners and for those listeners who have been playing along with us, we look at consciousness as access through heart-centered awareness. And so there's lots of terms that you can call heart-centered awareness, and it could be zero-point field, it could be source, it could be universe, it could be God, it could be all kinds of different things. Depends upon what your background is and what your languaging is for that place that's bigger than all of us. It's for us as consciousness. We're both, you know, we have the human quality of life, and then we have the quality that doesn't, we are just the holographic projection of a state of awareness. So that's the consciousness where we're all one. We're individuals in our human little meat suits, I guess. But there's that place we play where we're all one. It's just information. It is where potential is available, where before something becomes energy, it's really potential. And a lot of us would call ourselves energy workers. But energy is already something. And in order to have instantaneous, spontaneous experiences, as that's the way potential works, you have to engage it from that place. So you do it through the field of the heart. You do it through the field of unified consciousness. You can call it whatever you like. But it's where we get out of our mindsets and drop into our feeling states, and where information is there to play with.
So that is just awesome. So we have to stop for a commercial break, but stay tuned because we are going to be talking about how intentional awareness creates transcendent transformations in a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I am Joan, along here with Janet, and we are going to be talking about how intentional awareness creates transcendent transformations. And first of all, Janet is going to take us into heart space so that we can experience this topic and this reality from unified consciousness. Doesn't matter whether you're driving the car or not, you can match us and follow along. It's more potent if you're sitting and listening without any distractions, but you're going to get something whether you like it or not.
You're not. Well, that's the truth of it. And it can happen whether you're aware of it or not. But being aware of it just enriches your experiences. And what we're really trying to do in talking today about transcendent transformations is the ability to notice. So this is why this is really important, to put your awareness to it. Like with anything, the more you do it, the easier it gets. It's what we would call in your field, that radiation of where your field of your matrix of being is, and how that ripples out, and that aura. A lot of times people use the word aura. So it's a place where you want to make your choices from. And the more you can access this, aside from how you think in your state of mind, which holds all your biases and all your limitations and all your self-definitions, this is where you want to start to make your choices from. So, like last night with a group of people, it becomes so powerful in just allowing yourself to experience yourself free of your restrictions, because we're very restricted kind of creatures. So let's jump in there and let's see what we can have happen for us today. So the part of you that can pay attention, the part of you that says, I don't want to do that, you can just tell it to be quiet. And what would that be like? What would it be like to tell yourself to be quiet?
I don't think I can do that.
Tell that mind to shut up. Right? I mean, how often do we do that? So anyway, everybody, wherever you are, what time zone and what future place, what past place you are, when you're relating to this information, it's still present for you. So take a breath, relax, release the breath. When we say take a breath, it's just release the breath. Allow yourself to have a different state of mind. Allow yourself to just engage yourself in a new way. And what you're doing is we're just building our awareness that we're present. And present is real important, the quality of being present in how you utilize and activate changes. So just notice the idea that you're breathing. And we're going to use the word heart-centered because the heart works pretty good as a locator. So allow your heart. Notice your heart, physical heart. There we go. Oh, that feels good. Okay, so we can track that. We can feel some necks kind of unwinding. And then just go beyond outside of yourself a little bit, where your emotional terrain is. Because the field of the heart is really two concentric circles, like two donuts that are working not against each other, but in reverse with each other. Okay, and I don't like the word opposition, because then that sets up all the whatever that conversation is about. So you've got two circles around you, like two donuts or two tires. Let's take it out of the food. And you've got one turning.
That's another direction. Way to someone's heart, but I think that
right.
man's heart is through his stomach.
Yeah, really. So one's going in one direction, and this is, let's just label it emotional. Okay? It's where you're holding all that information. Great information. Don't be attached to it. Just notice it. And notice it in some way that you can go, oh, I see. All right. I feel. I can articulate that. There you go. Don't judge it. Just let it show up. Could be a color. Could be a thing. Could be a person. Could be whatever. A sound. So, you can go beyond that now. And this is where we engage heart as the core, the essence of all. Okay. So that's going in the other direction. So we have this dynamic rotational field effect going. And there we are. Your emotional terrain is your part of consciousness. And when you get beyond that in the core essence of us all, that's where we all meet. And where information is just particles. It's not things yet. It's just information. Potential. This is the field of potential. So just notice what that feels like. Whoa. Oh, that's nice. All right. Felt like we just dropped in. It is important to be able to acknowledge places in ourselves. For some reason, the body hears it. And you can feel it. And so often we're busy denying everything. So this is all about paying attention. So feels like we're there, Joan. What you noticing?
Well, I was noticing a little bit of heartburn, but I have been drinking mineral water, and I don't know that's got anything to do with it. And then I was noticing some tension, and then I noticed going into my mind and my analytical mind to try to figure out what the word concentric meant. And then I was trying to, even though Justice once explained this to me, and I got the instant image, but as you were explaining it, I felt like I was trying to rub my stomach and pat my head at the same time. So at the very end there, I just decided to drop down and step back in the way that I'm normally am used to it, and let all that other information just flow over me. And we actually had a discussion earlier today about well, it was really about the difference between processing and letting things happen instantaneously. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's like when you process something, you're kind of running it through your that analytical mind. You know, to try to see everything. And so that's, I have a tendency to do that. And I have to make it so simple that I can't think about it.
Well, I think you've described where most people are, right? We're busy using our mind all day long, making choices, decisions, you know, in that what we would call conscious arena. And in the experiencing the unconscious as motivators. And so when we drop down into heart space, you can really just kind of let go of those frameworks. So yeah, sometimes it does take. That's really, I didn't do very well with meditation ever because my brain just wouldn't shut up. So this way, when I do it, accessing through heart awareness centered, I find that I really, oh, okay, because I let go of me. Because you described wonderfully your experience, right, as opposed to the sense of the bigger picture.
Right.
So, and that's what we do. So as we shift those gears, so there's no right and wrong in any of this for anybody. It's just you notice where you are and how busy we are involved in making choices and doing things and feeling something. So, all right. Boy, it is hot here in Portland, Oregon.
It's pretty warm here as well. So I used to teach meditation for many years, but it was the perfect kind for me because it was a very active one, but not necessarily a mental one. But it was about running energy and running energy through through your energy system and through the chakras, and so that would keep you really busy. And this is nothing like that. And the learning curve with taking this kind of stepping into this kind of awareness was to let it be easy, and also to let yourself not know what was going on. Because when I find that I have no idea what's going on, that's actually when the miracles start to happen.
Mm-hmm. And well, so, you were describing how you were invested in outcome.
Yes.
In this work or not.
And explaining everything.
Yeah.
Because I'm, you know, I'm a know-it-all. So.
We all are, right?
Yeah. And so tuning into how this feels, so like dropping into heart mm-hmm. space and stepping back, and then discovering that there, when you step back, there is no back. You know, it's like it's unlimited mm-hmm. how far mm-hmm. back you can go within that heart field area, and you're still within this hologram. You're still within this awareness of your body, but you realize that when you're inside, that it's unlimited.
Well, good point. Now, everybody, just notice where you want to get with this work is that this is not about process, like we were talking a little bit about. This isn't about dogma and ritual and, okay, I got to light a candle and sit here for 20 minutes kind of thing. Because actually what our talk today is about instantaneous and transcendent transformations using intentional awareness and how not to react, but how to respond. And if you poke at something physically, invariably you get a reaction, right? And if it's alive, you poke it. And so the reaction is an automatic response to a force or a power or pressure, whatever. And so what we're looking for is, in being in this place, in this space, you get to just notice. And so you're using your intention to be able to notice patterns in your life and what is happening and how to maybe have a different choice, how to go for transcendency, which is available at any time. And the reason to use that word is because it takes you out of the low feeling that it has and makes it something bigger. It shifts from, oh, this is part of the pattern and this is the place in the pattern. Like last week, we were talking about beginnings and then what we mean by new beginnings and how to really up it. How do you have the quantum leap in your patterns? How do you make a difference? And it's by doing this practice. This becomes the practice. This is the way of life. And being able to look at the information and go, oh, engage it from a state of potential and that something could be different in this moment about it. And stuff happens. It's just wonderful.
Yes. And I'm going back to that transcendent transformation in intentional awareness, and mm-hmm. we've talked a little bit about it's not about trying to change, fix, or manipulate anything out there in the hologram, because mm-hmm. that's a little bit like an actor trying to change his reality by moving the sets on the stage or the mm-hmm. props of the furniture. So when you're doing it on this level of awareness, this level of consciousness, and it's, you know, it's, we were talking about energy, and yet there are different levels of energy. So when I was talking about running energy and chakras and auras and things like that, it's a little bit like Newtonian physics. And the energy that you're talking about, Janet, is more like quantum physics, where things are random and unpredictable, but that's also where the miracles occur. And your focus and your intention can simply create, manifest those things.
Right, right.
Without having to do any hokey pokey.
No, it's just being able to be neutral to what seems to be real. So everybody notice your reaction to these words. Okay. It's what seems to be real. And how do you feel about what seems to be real? Because if you're really invested in that logical left brain, seems is not a word you might be comfortable with. There we go. There we go. Yeah. Nothing is what it seems because it's strictly interpretation. We can both be at some place and witness something, and due to who we are, how we feel, where we are in that moment internally, externally, in all kinds of different ways, we can say something happened, but it seems like it was this way. And you can say, oh yeah, but something happened and it seems like it was this way. And both of them may be true due to those biases, those interpretive perspectives that we have. And neither one might be correct. It's just what we thought we saw. And then so we can question that. But you want to do it the right way. So it feels like there's a lot of...
What is the right way, Janet?
Well, there isn't any right way. It's just the way, you know? I mean, if you put a right, then you got a wrong. And
right.
Then, that's...
You had said you want to do it the right way, and I'm going, okay.
Yeah. It's how you want to be within yourself. I tend to not want to judge myself too harshly anymore. You know, I had years of that. And most of us are really trained to know how to beat ourselves up. Now, what's the point of that?
Well, and that misses the point of consciousness, which is, you're exactly right. It's, you know, consciousness is non-judgmental. Consciousness is this wonderful... Yeah. Impassive neutrality, but it's almost like it's a bemused or amused neutrality. And within that, it is, everything is okay.
So how do we use intentional awareness? What would you say, Joan?
Well, let me see. There's a lot of ways to do it, and I'm thinking specifically of some fun sort of consciousness technology.
Mm-hmm.
A simple way that I would do it, if somebody was wanting to create something, I would go to the point where it has already, that has already happened, it has already come out in their favor or something like that. And they would be the first point where their current reality is. And whatever parallel universe, whatever awareness that is, that other state where it's already happened that way, it's already come out in their favor, or it's the reality they desire. That's the other point. And it's very quick, 1 point, 2 point, and it collapses the wave, and you're instantly in that new reality.
And so just notice, everyone, what is something you'd like to have different? And see, we don't even have to know. We don't have to have the story. Just allow something to represent that. Okay, and put it up there, put it out there somewhere. Give yourself a little distance from it. And let's do what Joan says, because it's, take us through it again, Joan.
Well, you are the first point, because you are your current state of awareness of reality.
Got it. Okay.
Whatever you desire, whatever you want, whatever change, and even if you haven't...
Whoa, okay, they're working it. Okay.
Even if you haven't put it into words, you just know that you want to be... Yeah. You're in the traffic jam and you want to be on a swifter moving lane in the freeway. That's the second point, is wherever in the universe, wherever in any universe, any state of reality, that exists is the second point. And it's really like dot
connecting the two.
Right. But you're not, it's a wireless connection.
Right. And everywhere around you, everybody, remember that seemingly empty space around you is full of information. And when you give it a label, then you're into a story often. And so we're looking to create wiggle room in how you shift your realities. Something bothers you, so we put it out there. Well, let's observe it in a different way, because the reality you've been has a mindset and it has conditions and only so many possible outcomes. So put it out there and find where your attention goes around you or in you or whatever. So there's the first point. Then you're finding that second point and connect. There we go. There we go.
And so what you may notice at this moment, because I noticed when Janet said, there you go, I started to fall gently backward in my chair. So that is, for me, that feeling is the confirmation that change has happened. So if you've stepped into a parallel universe, it will look the same as the previous universe, but you will internally feel different, and there will be this wonderful little, whoa, sort of light, wavy feeling is the way I describe
it. Right. So just allow yourself, whatever, however you were able to register something, to be real. And if you didn't register anything, what if you did? So you have to get out of that left brain that says it's this. And we are challenging it and saying, no, that's illusion. That's the way we've set it up, but that's not what it is. That's just one way we're experiencing that information. So where this becomes important is where you can take this awareness intentionally. You would like something to be different. You want to be, that's about as much intention as you have, I think. That's all you need, actually, is that, okay, I intend to drop into heart space, let information show up, and have a different experience. You're pretty loosey there. So expectations, of course, are always in battle, most often within us, with intentions. It's what you expect to happen is where the value is set. Okay, so intentional awareness is becoming into alignment. So expectations start to fall and match up to the intention. And then this can take you out of, oh, something's different, to, whoa.
Yes.
Whoa is really different. And you might notice the whoa in really little ways. Because you've got your awareness set that way. We all like to think we like change, but most of us reject it.
So in this experience, I find it's helpful to be very intuitional, very playful about it, mm-hmm. to approach it with childlike curiosity, to just do it and not figure out too much with too many words.
Yeah, right.
How to do it. And the other thing is that as you're doing something, you are creating a ripple effect of change. So you may not immediately notice something, but I guarantee within 3 to 6 days or something, you'll look back and all sorts of things will have a domino effect, will have unfolded. As long as you notice what's different. And it can be just subtle and incremental. It's just notice what is different.
Because most of us tend to focus on what we know is wrong.
Yeah.
And that's got judgment all over the place.
Yeah. So just notice what's different and don't just notice what's different. Don't go down that path.
Right. And it's really about being neutral. Okay, so we know that in the current reality, your toe hurts. All right, we all agree. That's fine. What if there was a reality where your toe didn't hurt? See, we're not going to focus on, well, it's this reality. Well, you're keeping that reality real. That's all we're saying. Is there a reality where your toe doesn't have to hurt?
Alan, so,
So
I am thinking back to this fellow who was at my meetup last week and how he had, when he came to the first meetup a month ago, his pain level was at a 9.5. He had a lot of extreme discomfort. And mm-hmm. when he he physically looked lighter, and somebody did recognize him. He said, oh, I was wearing a hat. But, you know, he was not wearing a hat the last time. Mm-hmm. But he had brought his pain level down to a 3. And all I had done a little 2-point on him at the very end, but I had talked to people about parallel universes, and he had taken that idea and ran with it. And I just gave an example of parallel universes are like stepping through doors.
Mm-hmm.
And you could set it up in your house that you're actually physically stepping through the doorways and shifting parallel universes, or you can mm-hmm. just going through mm-hmm. imaginary doors like Get Smart, that TV.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And so that's, you know, if you're tripping up with a 2-pointing idea, you can make these shifts just as effortlessly as walking down the street, imagining that you're stepping way through doorways, taking you into different realities where your toe doesn't hurt, where if you feel like going to work in the morning, or, you know, the issue you're dealing with is resolved, and doorway, doorway, doorway. And just imagine, if you set that in motion and just did that for fun as you walked your dog in the morning, you know, you just did that for fun, how many universes you would be so far away from the discomfort you might be experiencing at the moment. It would be miraculous. It would be as if you'd won the lottery, because you energetically have.
Well, and you know, it doesn't matter how he gets there, he's feeling less pain. Bottom line, in this reality, he's having less pain.
Yes. And now, he had a transcendent transformation.
Yeah. Yeah. And not necessarily his intention, but it's his willingness to experience something different. And that's real important, everybody. So in this place, notice your willingness to experience something different. See how you do with the word different. Your willingness to experience something, what's the word? Let me see. Oh, it just went somewhere. So easily.
Easily and effortlessly.
Effortlessly. Something in this moment. Because a lot of us are invested in process. And when you're invested in process, you're involved with the concept of time. And consciousness doesn't register time. Change happens in a moment. It can happen that easily. And you don't really have to know anything. You just have to be willing to let that be real, to be your new
yes.
reality. And we've got all different kinds of trainings, and there are all different kinds of trainings, and we want to credit all of them, all the different consciousness technologies there are out there that do things, opening up to this idea that you can feel something different. The challenge for people comes into play with often language, because they have a resistance. Language can trigger them. So you have to make sure, and if any of you are using techniques or modalities and you don't kind of hit and miss with them, take it into this space and notice, is there language that's bothering you, and see what happens. So you don't have to know anything. What if that was real? What if you were in the reality that you don't have to know anything? And something different can happen. Notice how you feel about that. So, and how you feel about it, or how you notice, the language is important here. How you give yourself permission to have a different awareness.
You know, and the person at my meetup had the intention to have less pain, but mm-hmm. he didn't have the expectation on how that was going to happen. And you know, I was thinking, you were explaining about processing, and man, you know, processing is like, oh, you know, this is, you know, I picked this up from my mom, who learned it from her parents during the Depression, and mm-hmm. you know, you have to peel away the layers. But it's you don't have to do that anymore. You can have an instantaneous transformation, and that information is out there in the field somewhere. But you don't have to process it through your own personal analyzer. It's like the difference between going to the library for research and looking through all the dusty old books, or just, you know, searching it on it online and getting the synopsis and moving forward.
Well, I think what's important is about the concept process is that that takes time, and it's about trust. It's about trust. In the blink of an eye, things are different. And then you blink again, and you question, what did I just see? If you're visually oriented, that's where you're going to run your information from. And we do that because we do have to be safe. We do have all these inherent qualities of being human. You know, you have to be safe. And you have fight, flight, or freeze, right? So if we remove that element and just go, whoa, it's just different. It's just different. And really, that's that instantaneous, spontaneous. Because instantaneous and spontaneous are words that we don't always associate with positive things. Spontaneous combustion. Oh, ooh. All right. That comes to mind. I was like, something happened. I can't explain it, right? It's not always warm and fuzzy. Spontaneous. But everything's kind of maybe to some degree of observation. Instantaneous. What's that like? Notice how you react to that. Because if you're invested in process, those concepts only stay as concepts and they're not actions. They're not real. So what if you could have instantaneous change? Now, most of us, we're going to think Harry Potter and witchcraft, whatever those, you know, and look at our society with our visuals and, you know, our movies and stuff. There's a lot of disaster oriented out there. There's a lot of fear out there. So instantaneous is like, woo! So what if it could be a good thing? Just notice how you're feeling in this state. Something unexpected does not have to be a negative. What if it's re-encoded that it can be a positive thing? Where's your sense of safety? Do you still have it? What that would be like. Yeah. My cat cracks me up. Every time we start this show, she wants in the room. That heart space.
I used to have a cat, and every time I meditated, she had to sit right underneath my chair, you know?
Exactly.
Under my chair.
She came to the door and started crying as soon as I said we talked about heart dropping into heart space. She was right there at the door. Okay. So we know it's going. There we go. Okay. There's a nice unwinding. See, in allowing yourself to have something happen that you can't plan for, which, oh boy, you can feel the little toenails gripping there. So just, what if it's okay? Most of us don't like the word okay because it's like we're settling for something. But knowing that you're okay is huge.
What I'm noticing is that this space is a very pleasant awareness. And I want to encourage people to just go with feeling pleasant. And if Janet brings up something that's a negative, don't pay attention to her. Just keep feeling pleasant.
Yeah. It's how you're attached to your words. I don't have a lot of attachment. So it's like, oh, okay, that's neutral to me. And this is what we have to look at, is how you've encoded through your language your experiences, your judgments. And it's just words, right? I mean, truly in the sense that they have huge concepts. They have huge power in them.
And so the other thing is, you can hold this state of awareness and hold this pleasant experience while we go to a commercial break and notice just how you can float along with this feeling while we are taking a commercial break, and we will be right back talking about how intentional awareness creates transcendental transformations in a state of grace.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we are talking about how intentional awareness creates transcendental transformations.
Dental experiences, yes.
Dentistry. Isn't that when they put you out to do the dental?
Oh, wow, that's what we all want, transcendental dental work. Oh, I love it.
I want to close my eyes and have instantaneous fillings. There we go.
Spontaneous, yes. Whoa, all that kind of thing. Well, and see, that's the reality of it, Joan, is what would happen in your life if stuff started changing like that and there was nothing predictable about it. And what it is it's about utilizing your skill sets, everyone. Okay. It's like mayhem doesn't have to happen. You know, anything, when you've become skilled at having this ability, stuff starts to channel in ways that are useful and helpful, and enjoyment shows up. So you don't have to freak out at the idea that mayhem will ensue. You just notice, whoa, I'm feeling better. That feels nice. I haven't had that pain in my foot for a while. Someone's got a pain out there, Janet. Joan in their foot. It's come up with the toes and the foot. So who's ever got that? Let's just pay attention here. And what if that could be put into a different reality? And there you go.
Yeah, I have worked with people, and they may not have let go of the reality of their toe hurting right away. But what usually happens is then they leave the office and they suddenly realize a day or so later, that they haven't been paying attention to their foot because the pain is gone. So that's kind of the way it happens. So it doesn't invalidate the reality where pain may have existed, but validate the reality that you really have truly transformed it. And that is the unique thing about this kind of energy work that I find, is that really it's gone without a trace. There is no residue when you've shifted in this way that we've been talking about.
And it's the ability to notice in new ways with new awareness your patterns. So you've got something going on. It's easy to recreate the issue again. And that's the tricky part of that. That's the skill set of this. And so it's like, if it doesn't serve any purpose in your world, then what do you need it for? Well, because it's comfortable and it's keeping me company and blah, 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 blah. Great story. And I'm not judging. I just know I've got story. Okay. And, you know, we have to let go of the story, and that's why we don't even need the story, because the story is kind of an entrapment, kind of a container that information is sitting in. So just notice, and for those of you who don't have a problem with your foot, great, good for you.
Don't start getting one.
You don't need to make one to make them feel better. What you do want to know is take that awareness and go, oh, my foot. Oh, it feels wonderful. I love my foot. I would use that as a place of appreciation and gratitude. And if you start to do that with these things that are showing up in your life, it will be a transcendent transformation and transition. I guarantee it. So, Liz, I think we need to bring everybody kind of back out.
Yes.
So just allow yourself to notice whatever you're noticing. Bring your awareness back into that. There you go. That emotional terrain, that inner circle. Just see how it looks. Different? What's different? Just notice what's different in however your sensory mechanisms are working, or in that sense of knowing. Well, I don't know what it is. I just know something's different. Great. Right brain. We love it. Tells you and you're in the zone. And then just bring yourself back to your heart. There you go. Back into the breath. Yeah. There we are.
Great.
All right. Good All job. Right.
Yeah. I want to really quick remind folks of other ways they can connect with us during the week and for the rest of the month. I am doing readings in Tacoma, in-person readings. Usually I do them by Skype or phone, but I'm actually going to be doing them real live and in-person in Tacoma this Sunday, August 16th. I have two slots left. If you want one of those, email me at joan@joannewcomb.com. I want to let folks know that next Thursday, August 20th, you can connect via conference call with Janet and myself. We're doing conscious conference calls, and you can get up close and personal and ask your questions. That's Thursday, August 20th at 7 p.m. Pacific. And email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. You have, let me see, every Tuesday, Janet, you have a meetup.
Right. Every Tuesday here in Portland, you can come and have a conscious conversation with Janet. I just act as facilitator, people. We just set the stage, let it drop in, and see what's there. And these are your inner conversations that come up, and we acknowledge them. And it can be incredibly powerful, which is the same thing we do with the free conference call and what Joan's doing in her work. So we're building this as a avenue for people to come explore what we mean when we say consciousness.
Yes.
And when we say consciousness technologies.
And I want to extend a couple more things really quick.
Yeah.
Couple more things coming up. So I'm also leading a workshop called Accessing Unseen Help for Your Life, Health, and Business. So just to know that you're not alone, unseen support is available to you to help you transform your life, health, and business and learn easy and effortless ways to connect with and receive communication from your invisible friends. And here's an additional bonus. If you've been working with healing guides, guardian angels, spirit guides in the past, receive an upgrade for more effective interaction in today's higher frequencies. I'm doing them both in person in Tacoma on Monday, August 31st, and at Crystal Voyage on September 14th, and also online if you're not in the local area, doing it online on Friday, August 28th. And the times and all are on my website, joan-newcomb.com. And want to let folks know that we are on YouTube, so subscribe to us on YouTube, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, because you can get these recordings and listen to them over and over again, because I was thinking especially today's show would be really potent to listen to many times.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, what we heard last night, was it last night? Okay. Is that the one gal, she was saying, well, I've been doing my work for years. And I said, great. And how's that going? She says, well, I've been in a process with it. And I'm like, great. That's a state of process you're in about the work.
Right.
So what if we change that? And stuff happened. That just, because it's all about how you've been holding the information. So whatever you're experiencing in life, what if it could be different? What if you could take that, change the state and relationship you've been having with it, and let it be different? Got to be good for us all, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, life gets a lot easier that way.
Yeah, sure. A couple more ways to connect with us also is, besides YouTube, we're also on Facebook and on Twitter, so you can find Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet on Facebook. Janet is on Facebook as well, Janet Barrett, and I am on Facebook in a couple different forms, Joan Marjorie Newcomb, and my fan page is Joan Newcomb, so you've got lots of ways to connect with me. And follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet, or me at Joan Newcomb, and we have lots of fun on Twitter as well. And email us your suggestions and things you'd like us to talk about.
Oh, yeah, because life is full of this, and I have to let everyone know, as soon as we dropped out, came back out of heart space, my cat just rolled over and went quiet.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett. And thank you so much, everyone. It's been delightful.
We'd like to thank you all for joining us as Consciousness Expressing and Evolving.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.